Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm only coming out my left ear, though.
Yeah, right. Can you speak?
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm recording two tracks. Okay. I'll mix it down. But yeah,
Have you plugged it into the right thing? I'd hate that. If I had cameras.
I'm not gonna wear them. I don't need to wear them, do I?
No, you're all right.
No, I'm fine.
Okay. I would hate to have cameras where four. Only one... I'll probably tell you about it on air.
Okay. Well, we can go now, sort of thing.
Yeah.
If you need anything at all, give me a shout.
Nice one, Joe. I love you, and I love your people. Everyone looks great.
Right, it's 2:36, right? All right, we'll do an hour.
All right.
All right, okay. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Good luck, man.
I love you.
Have a good show. Hello and welcome to the first ever We're Not Playing Snooker podcast.
I love that, with
me, Andy Goldstein, and more importantly, the legend sat opposite me. It's Ian Wright. Everyone.
I don't want that kind of intro.
You don't want that intro?
No, but we'll use it for this one.
What should I call you then?
We're just
Righty. Just I'm with Righty.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Is that presumptuous saying people know you or something?
They do know you.
So I don't want the legend is Ian Wright. I want.
What do you want? Okay. What do you want?
The fella who wants to talk about all sorts of whatever.
Okay. With me is the fella that wants to talk about all sorts of whatever.
Yeah.
The legend that is Ian. Oh, you don't want the legend bit?
Don't put the legend in.
Okay. Just... Righty. Ian. What about just Ian then? Because you could argue.
I'll take Ian.
You could argue that if I call you Righty, you're living off a nickname. So I'll just call you Ian.
Yeah.
E.
Yeah.
E.
That's what most of my family call.
Okay. E. Now, this podcast is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is that I've got your book, your autobiography in front of me, Ian Wright, A Life in Football, which I'll be giving away in this podcast.
That actual one.
Competition coming up later. You'll sign it for the winner.
Brilliant,
right? I'm going to read it to you.
Really?
Right, yeah. And then we'll discuss it as I go along. All right? That's what's going to happen.
It's boring for me because it's my life.
Well, that's the idea of why we're here, isn't it? That's what we're going to do.
It's really weird, but I know that people quite liked it, but it's boring for me.
Well, okay, hold on. Okay. Life. You should tell me this maybe earlier. But before we start on the book, right, we have to set some ground rules.
Go on.
We've called it We're Not Playing Snooker. Yeah. We'll tell the listeners in this podcast why. All right? It's a great story. Secondly, this is quite important. Do we swear on this podcast?
I just think that there's a certain thing with swearing. Oh. Where my missus says there's no excuse for swearing. And even when we was at school, I went to Samuel Pepys in Broccoli. And
who? Samuel Pepys?
Samuel Pepys, yeah.
You went to school with Samuel Pepys?
In Samuel Pepys.
Oh, right.
It's called Samuel Pepys, I should say. No excuse for swearing, no excuse for fighting.
Yeah, but that's because you're a kid.
Yeah, but the fact is that the more I've grown up, I've realised, as much as I'm trying to temper down my vocabulary in respect of swearing, I hate the fact that I swear. But there's sometimes it just happens and it seems like it's in the right place.
Right. And also with football, for me, they go hand in hand.
Swearing and football?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you go to a football match, you want to...
It's like you go in and everything's... All the inhibitions, boom, you've got kids with you. Cause women, everything. You can... I don't like it. I don't like listening to people say this. Right. Are we swearing? C-bomb.
No, I'm not talking about the C-bomb.
If I'm telling a story and then they were swearing in it, I'd probably do it like that. But I'm not going to swear to the point where people say, what's he swearing for? I don't like that.
No, okay. Full swearing's bad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, people...
Can we never drop the C-bomb in here, please?
Okay.
Never drop the C-bomb.
Never? You must drop that, though. You've dropped it.
It's actually the best. I think it's probably the best swear word out there. I think it is the best swear word out there.
Why aren't we using it then?
Because it's just not a nice word. It's not a nice one. It's not a nice word. It's not a good one.
Yeah. We are going to swear in this podcast.
Well, you can swear if you like, but like if will I you, swear, I won't be happy about it.
Okay, but the C-bomb, maybe in episode 6, if things are... No. That was the other thing I was going
to
talk about.
Only if we get to a certain stage and there's people that I mentioned that are probably Cs.
Okay, all right. So if there are people...
If there's people that are Cs out there and it comes into the story, then right. They'll probably get... Okay. I'm not going to say it. I'll probably say Cs.
Oh, well, I've read your book, Bruce Rioch. See,
we're not in the six. We're not at six. We're not in the six yet, are we? We're nowhere near six.
Okay,
where are you going?
That's coming
at me. First 10 minutes of the podcast. Probably people turn off now.
I'll tell you what I'll do. Tweet me at AndyGolson05. What's your Twitter?
IanWright0. But I'm not tweeting though.
No. What I'm going to say is when you've listened to this, tweet me or write and let us know what you think. But just tweet me the name of someone, and at the end of maybe episode 2 or 3, I'll just put them to righty saying, and I'll read out the list. And
anyone
you can say, see. Or not see.
See or not to see. See or not a see.
That's a new game we'll play.
That's a new game.
I like that.
See
or not
a
see. Can I just point out, just again, before we start reading.
Go on then.
You were late today.
I had a lot of problems today. You know what I mean? I come down from...
But I hate lateness. No excuse for that.
You know something? I hate lateness. And George Graham, I literally... Something happens in my stomach when I'm late. And my missus has got a very blasé... attitude about lateness. If we are late to every dinner party, every restaurant, every single... We're
so you're always late?
Late. And babysitters and everything. But today I had to go to... to come down from Manchester. Yeah, but I've got an excuse. I had to come down from Manchester.
What time did you leave Manchester? What time?
Half 10.
Right. No, you didn't. That's an absolute lie.
See, again, you've worked me out already. I'm not a liar. I must have left at quarter to ten.
Right, look at me. I'll ask it again. Yeah. What time did you leave?
Quarter to nine.
What time did you leave?
I left about a quarter to
you
nine.
You left at half eight. Anyone that says ish means that they're adding that
bit. It was
bit
in on. Between that time.
Half eight
yeah?
you left.
So I had to do that. Then I had to go. Then I had to get to the house. So I got to the house, I don't know, something like half 12-ish. And the missus was meant to be there waiting. Because I had to go and pick up my car from my mate who's
had a
smash.
I can just hear noise. White noise. Is like, that's what
yeah, but
hear.
I'm trying to tell you why I'm late. I've got a good reason to be late.
No, there is no good reason. I was here, I was an hour before we started. I was here. Yeah. Meeting everyone. Getting the vibe right.
Yeah, but when you came in, what was it like when you came
in? They didn't even know I was here.
Is that absurd? And when I came in, I...
They loved you, yeah. I know.
Because I love it. My mate's here as well.
Because you're righty.
Well, it's not even a case of that. It's just that I came in and... You know, you say something that instantly drops people's guards. Say, oh, what a beautiful place. What a lovely atmosphere.
But I think you'll find, and I think you'll confirm this, that when people get to know me, they'll love me, right? And
they need to get to know you,
right,
though.
Right, now the reason I say this is because of the Gary Lineker problem.
Yeah, and you know what's one of the saddest things? When people ask you to get somebody that you know who...
Explain to them what you're talking about.
Well, what's happened is Andy Goldstein has been blocked by Gary Lineker.
I don't know why.
Yeah, but the thing about you know what? It's annoyance.
No, but I
didn't want to be... annoyance because you and him were having an interaction.
Football, though, it does that to you.
Yeah, but at the same time...
He should know that.
Yeah, but the thing is that I think that what you do... And we'll go on to our WhatsApp, what happens with WhatsApp,
yeah,
the WhatsApp group, right? But what you do is... You jump straight into matehood. You go into the friend zone in respect of the Twitter.
What do you mean?
Well, you got too familiar.
All right, you probably don't know the story then, right?
No, but I know. No, yeah, but once you told me, and then I spoke to him about...
What do you mean I got too familiar?
Because like the tweets and that, what you were sending him, annoyed him in the end.
What
because
is they what, kept football, coming, they kept football coming. Football tweet, football tweet.
Yeah, but they were annoying.
I bet he didn't even know what one it was, did he?
I don't think he did know.
Well, that's what happens on social media.
Yeah, but it's not a case of that's what happens on social media. What happened was...
I have a rule. Never block another broadcaster. That's my rule.
Why not?
We're all on the same ship. We're all on the same boat. We're on the same plane.
Yeah, but you don't have to talk to somebody even if you're on the same plane. You know, that's
no, but you're all on that plane. Rubbish. You're all on the plane. Where are you going? Same destination.
What
happened when you said to him, will you unblock Goldstein?
He done that first. You know, he's Chris face, the early door Chris face.
Did he do the have a word face? Did he do? I'm doing it now.
No, you know the have a word face.
Yeah.
It was in between have a word face and no chance. It was that kind of vibe because he gave me the impression that your tweets were annoying in the end. You got annoying.
What can I do? Do you think I'm past the point of...
To be honest, no, I know that Gary Lineker loves me, man. I know he loves me.
Will he do it as a favour?
He won't do it.
Man.
He won't do it.
Oh, fuck Gary. Go fuck himself. Gary, if you're listening now, I'm glad you shit yourself in that football match.
Oh, gosh.
That's not...
I don't like people who ask to get... People who ask me to unblock someone that I've blocked. I only block people for a reason.
Yeah.
People who ask me to unblock them, I unblock the people who ask me to unblock.
I don't know what you just said.
You must know what I've just said.
No, you just said the word unblock. Right.
People come onto the feed and they say, listen, right, I don't know why you've blocked him, but can you unblock such and such and such and such? So they're asking me to unblock
someone,
and I block them.
Mind your own business. You block the unblocker question.
Mind your own business. Because at the end of the day, mind your own business. That's what I'm saying to you. Simply because.
So someone, hold on. Someone's the peacemaker.
Yeah.
Imagine it's a real life situation, right? So they're actually there in front of you, and they've come up to you and gone, right, listen, there's a bloke over there. He's a really good guy. Apparently, you won't talk to him. Mm. You'll go, do you know what? I'm not talking to you anymore.
No, but that's
what you're doing.
That's not what I'm doing, because social media is a whole different world.
Yeah, but that's effective.
Yeah, but you know what I would say? You know what I would say? Who is he? Who's the fella? What's he about?
His name's Dave.
Right, Dave.
Good bloke.
But I say, do you
good
know
bloke.
What Dave? Do you
big
know
Arsenal
what,
fan. Love.
Do you know what Dave has done? I'm asking you now.
Yeah, I do.
Do you know
I
what?
Do.
Dave, no, no, you
I
don't.
Do.
You don't know.
I do.
What
he sent you a tweet. He loves you, righty. He's got all your books and
yeah.
He's got every. Dave, he's yeah, copied every not, pair of glasses you've ever bought.
Dave
got
was
9 million.
And I didn't like what Dave said.
All right.
And so I blocked him for it. I blocked him for a reason.
All right. Well, I don't like your attitude now, righty. I'm going to block you. Twitter's a horrible place.
It's not a nice place. But Twitter's then I say, come to me and say, right, I don't know what you've blocked him for, but he's a really good bloke and this and that. And if they came and they said, well, it's because that he said this, he didn't mean it like, then you get into a conversation with them. But the fact is that they don't. It's like, oh, can you? I said, no, mind your own business as well.
Jesus. Mind your own business. We're finding the real Ian Wright.
We're not finding the real.
We haven't even started the ultimate bit. We'll do that
you're
in a minute.
You're going to find the real Ian Wright.
Are we? That's what we're going to do.
In this, you will do. Let me ask
I
love
you,
everyone.
Just before you said you've got no secrets in your family, yeah?
Mm-mm.
Some of the WhatsApp messages that you get sent from various people.
Come on, man. You're the worst, Andrew.
Oh, come on.
You know my family, you know my missus actually hates you and she hasn't even met you yet. And we're going to have to do the dinner thing and all that stuff, you know, with everything.
Why does she hate me?
Because
I've not met her.
The content what is now being passed around on WhatsApp from everybody is...
Hold on. I sent you something recently, and you said you replied that is absolutely disgusting. I'm going to block you.
Right. Like,
that's what you said. Did you say that?
I did say that.
What happened 5 minutes later?
I said, could you send it to me again?
Because you wanted to send it to someone.
I wanted to send it to someone because it was disgusting, and I wanted them, and I wanted them to have that feeling of pure. Disgust. But,
you can't unsee it.
Because you know what? You can't unsee it. And what happened was, it's the traffic light ones, wasn't it? It was the starting grid one.
Yeah.
Right. So what I'm saying is that
one of those. You might have to describe it.
No,
you can describe that.
No, I'm not describing
it.
I'll
describe it.
You describe it.
So it starts off with traffic light signals. Slow. It's red.
And this is all of Andy's nasty ones.
No, start with
something where you're thinking, I've got to see this through.
Where's this going? Yeah, okay. Then it goes, I think they're the traffic lights on like a drag race, aren't they?
That's what it is. Okay. That's what it is.
Then it goes, I don't know what formation they're going. Please don't bother tweeting me. No. Then it goes like red, amber, red or whatever. And then as it goes on green, it then cuts to something horrific.
And you know what? It is horrific. And I'm not even going to, we're not going to mention what it is on here. But like the reason why I instantly deleted it. Like I have to do with a lot of yours. I have to go through.
You painted a horrible picture.
Yeah, but when they... No. You know, at the end of the day, my missus wants me off. She wants me off, but I won't because
she
I'm addicted.
Off what?
Off the WhatsApp and all the stuff that gets sent.
What do you mean off WhatsApp? That's just a messaging service.
Yeah, but what people are sending. And she said, you're involved because you're sending stuff as well. So what I've had to do now is I've had to send nice stuff.
Who's the worst? Who sends you the worst? It's not me. I know that.
Andy, I'm not joking. And you know who else is really...
Okay, here we go.
Andy Townsend. I mean, the lovely Andy Townsend. He's got... And you know what? Because he's got a lovely smile, lovely way about him, I can't dislike him for saying
that. Oh, okay. So you're happy to block me?
Yeah.
Which you don't, thankfully. But Townsend... it's Townsend. Giggle.
But like I said, the reason why we're talking about it is because, like I say, my missus... Your name comes up. And, you know, like one came up in the car the other day and I literally petrified. I'm petrified if we're driving along.
What, there's a little bibib?
Yes.
And you go, because, who's that?
No, because like it's in the little, the center console, the phone with hers. So they're both there.
Put
so
your phones
you,
together. That's a bad move.
What are you talking about?
You accidentally could pick hers up as you walk out.
Me and my missus have done that many times.
Just back,
in the, back in the day, that would frighten the life out of me. But now,
what do you mean back in the day when you were playing?
Yeah, when I was that guy.
You know what? When you footballers are so lucky nowadays. You're so lucky you don't have you didn't have social media back in the day.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jesus, this, the fo- you see what I've done
I
there?
Oh yeah.
Did you see what happened to
you
me?
You almost turned white.
Did I go a bit paler?
You didn't. You travelled back.
Did I go Abercrombie and Fitch black? Did I go really perfect black, that beautiful?
In your mind, you travelled back.
You know what? It's because...
Look at you, still suffering.
It was honestly, it wouldn't. I don't know how I would have got on.
You probably wouldn't.
No, I don't think I would have got on.
There'll be videos now. Of you. I'll be sending videos of you doing people and your wife will be like, what's that? And you go, it's another one of me, don't worry about that. Because you didn't have camera phones back then. I don't want to sound like you're in your 60s, but you didn't have camera.
No, you didn't have Twitter,
obviously.
No, which is a blessing. I wouldn't have, if I was a manager, my players would, you know what? See, Paul Lambert's gone into Stoke and he's stopped them.
Yeah, you can't do that.
With the phones and everything. Yeah. I would actually go one further and leave your phone in your car. If there's anything happening at the house, emergency, family, doesn't phone a training ground.
Can I just ask? I'm going to read your book in a minute, right? We are going to get around to it, but until then, we're not playing snooker story as well.
Yes.
But one thing you mentioned in your book, I'm just going to ask this to you in case when we get to it, in case we don't have time to it.
All right.
But right at the beginning, you talk about brown envelopes, right? You talk about this in the book.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything out of order. It's in the book.
No, it's fine. Yeah.
And you said there's one bit where you came in from training or a game, and on your clothes was a brown envelope with money in it. You say that in the book.
Yeah. That was at Palace, though.
Right, that was at Palace, right?
Yeah.
And you went, I'll just put that in my pocket.
Mm.
Did you not... What?
What do you mean, what? Let me see, what would that have been? So, I signed at Palace 85, so that would have
but
been...
But why are you getting a brown envelope? I don't get why.
I didn't ask why we were getting it.
Was it training? Was it after a game?
No, it was after a game.
Right. So you come in the game, play right, another two goals.
Yeah.
Shame you missed that hat-trick.
They were on everyone's. It was on everyone's. It wasn't just mine.
Oh, everyone had a brown.
Everybody had one, yeah.
Did everyone have the same amount?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. They probably would have. Because
yeah, but you would have said...
I was only in the team. I was 18 months in. This was all new to me.
And you didn't say, what's when this?
I just put it in your pocket. I was 22. I hadn't even left the country before.
Yeah.
I went to Palace with a friend. I didn't even know what a jacuzzi was.
Why have you mentioned jacuzzi?
Because I remember when I started training
at Palace.
You think
that was somewhere in the Caribbean?
When I started...
Where are you going on your holiday, right? Someone's booked me. I'm going 2 weeks in jacuzzi.
No, what it was, is that when I started at Palace, there was you trained, not when I signed, when I was having the actual trial and I had to go with the reserves and they would... Some training mornings, they'd go to the Croydon Heights Hotel, whatever it was called at the time, and it had a jacuzzi and a sauna and that. That's the first time I'd done stuff like that.
Right.
You know?
But when you came in the first time, there was an envelope. Did you not go...
the first time. Like, what do you mean? From when I was in the first team and the first time
and
I
you,
came...
And you saw
you just put it in your pocket.
Well, you didn't say, what's that? Has anyone lost an envelope?
You can't say that because they're on everyone's bloody deck. It's on everyone's like seat.
Did you ever get one where you lost, or was it only? No, it's a win bonus effectively.
Yeah. I don't know what it was because it only happened a couple of times. Now you're not going to say, "Oh, how much do you got?"
Why wouldn't you do that? I'd do that straight away.
Yeah, because you're probably.
What were you going to say?
Because that's just like a goody two shoes. Not even a goody two shoes. It's just like a muggy thing to do. Only a mug would. You get an envelope of money and say, "What's this?"
No.
Why would you
do
that?
I'd get the envelope. I'd get the envelope, and if it was $2,000, I'd go under my breath, right next to you, so you'd hear. I go, $5,000. That's not bad. No, and you go, what?
No, but the thing about it is that what was really strange about it is because it is strange, and you go and then you think like that. So you think you look at it back and you see it, and then you just put it away, and you watch everyone. Everyone literally done the same thing.
Did you think that's a bit weird, or was it just a normal thing? Did you think a brown envelope?
Why would you say? Why would you think it's a bit weird when someone's just giving you money? Why ask a question? Why would you ask a question?
Is your sentence, why would you think it's weird when someone just gives you money?
Yeah, because it's money, it's cash. They've just gone bang and giving you cash. Why would you question and say, excuse me, someone's giving me cash and I really want to know what's going on here? Why are you going to say that?
I love the way you put it in a posh voice.
Well,
only posh people. Well, can someone bloody own up?
Hello, this doesn't seem right. I've got a brown envelope stashed with cash, yeah?
How much was in there?
I think it might have been about, at the time, I think it was about £500.
Oh, nothing then.
I mean, so this is about 86, 87. That was six times what I was earning. I was only earning £100 a week.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
£100 a week in the first team?
Yeah. When I signed for Palace, I earned, it went up to £110 a week I signed for Palace.
One thing before we came, I was going to say, come on in, I suppose it is. You mentioned Lee Dixon. I went, no. Save it to the podcast. Right. What's the Lee Dixon story?
Well, no, it's funny because me and Dave Seaman was playing golf the other day.
Come close to the mic.
We was playing golf the other day, and it was after we'd beaten Sheffield Wednesday the Cups.
What's Dave Seaman's nickname? Is it Simo?
Spunky.
Is it Spunky? Oh, it is Spunky. Yeah, I've heard Spunky, that before. Yeah. Okay. You still call him that?
Yeah.
Will you call him that across Harry. A crowded room?
No.
All right. Harry Monk, Spunk.
H, yeah. Harry.
Okay.
H.
I love that he's gone back.
Yeah.
Spunky, but Harry, H.
And Goalie.
Simple. You call him Goalie, isn't it?
Still call him the Goalie.
Goalie, yeah. Okay.
So what happened
Sorry, just quick. Who's got the worst nickname?
I don't know.
If someone you showered with...
You don't have a bad nickname.
No, but if someone you showered with had a tiny penis,
yeah,
would you call him Tiny?
No.
You would call him that. Inchy, what about Inchy?
No, you wouldn't. You know the thing about
Caterpillar
that is,
boy?
Is that you don't joke about those things.
Do you not?
You can't in the dressing room. It's not a done thing in a dressing
No, but would you go?
To talk
would
about
you go look at
appendage?
Look at. I don't know, John Jensen. For I'm saying, no, I don't know about.
It's like, you know, the only time you talk about stuff like that is when somebody is overly blessed.
Right. Okay. So you say, look at the size
what
of
what the. You know
right,
what I mean?
Okay.
But like, other than that, you don't speak to somebody. But like, we had a player at Palace who was alarmingly not very well endowed.
Right. Can you don't name him?
I won't name him, but like.
Can you write him down for me?
No.
Well, just write him down for me.
No, I'm not going to write
him
down.
No, because then it makes it.
No,
so because, I'm thinking, okay, I can
no, because
picture
then you know something. You're like, I'm letting you in now as it is. I'm letting you in.
Okay, all right, that's all fair right? enough.
So the fact is.
Do I know him?
Everybody knows him.
Is he on telly now?
No, he's not. But the thing is that. Why are you probing? Why are you probing?
I bet you never said that to him.
But the thing about it is that he's somebody that we could have a laugh about it because he embraced it.
That's terrible.
He embraced it. You know, it was really funny. He's a wonderful bloke as well.
All right.
Top player.
Go on, Lee Dixon.
Oh, yeah. So
Dicko. Was that Dicko?
Dicko, yeah, Dicko. So Dicko's
so
really
got Spunky
strong.
And Dicko?
Yeah. Dicko's
that's
really
a DVD,
strong.
By the way, I own.
Really strong, right? Massive
Who is?
Forearms. Lee Dixon. Pop
is he?
Yeah. So we get to England. We get to the England get-together after we've just beaten Sheffield Wednesday into both cups and like we're all having a drink there and everything and then Chris Woods and Colton Palmer are like really drunk and you know we're not really drunk but they're really earned and they're still a little bit tetchy about the fact that we beat them and this and that and then all of a sudden arm wrestling got involved and like I remember saying Lee Dixon will beat anyone here and, to be
how
honest,
tall is Lee Dixon?
Lee's about 5 it was the same as me 5'9.5", 5'10" right. And the thing is you just know he's strong but I've never seen Dicko ever an arm wrestler or anything, but I just knew he's strong. I was giving it all. Lee Dixon beat anyone here. Chris Woods and Carlton Palmer said, no way would he beat, no way would he beat Chris Woods. I said, he beat him, a Dicko. Literally, and it wasn't like Dicko was playing up to it. Dicko said, right. You know, he said, right, gee. And I said, no. He'd probably be, he'd beat any of you in an arm wrestle.
And so, and you've not seen him up to this point?
No, no, I've just known that he's strong. When you see him do certain things. And
both arms or just the right
both
one?
Both arms. Okay. So what's happened is that they're golden and golden to the point where Dicko said, all right then. So Chris Woods said, get ready, bam, get together. That. And he's literally...
Chris Woods, big lad.
Big lad. He literally went down. He went down so quick, I think he could have ripped his shoulder out. That's how quick Dicko put his arm down. Everybody's like, whoa! Ah! Chris Woods felt... He was like, you know, because Dicko's like half his size.
Yeah.
And like, he's going, ah, yeah. He's like, I'm left-handed. Because Chris Woods was left-handed. Yeah.
Would he?
What do you mean?
Is that his nickname, Woody?
Woodsy,
okay. Woodsy, Dicky,
yeah.
Dicko.
H. So it's either an O or an E, isn't it?
Yeah, or a Y, yeah.
So
what was Tony Adams then? Adamsy?
No.
Donkey?
Skip,
okay, fine.
Right?
Yeah.
So what's happened is, they've gone
what would Bergkamp be then? Bergie?
Dennis, what's wrong with you? He didn't have a nickname.
Surely you want a nickname as a...
He was the Iceman. He was the Messiah.
Yeah, but when you want the ball, you don't go Iceman.
No.
Bergie. Why don't you go Bergie?
Because it's a stupid nickname. It's not even a nickname, is it?
Bergie's good.
No, it's not.
It's the same as Righty. They've just chucked.
His name isn't Bergie, though.
Your name's not Righty.
Yeah, but my name's Wright. His name's Bergkamp.
Bergie.
What are we going to call him?
Campy.
Bergie Campy.
Camp.
We're not going to call him Bergie Camp, are we? So we call him Dennis.
Right, okay.
Or the Messiah. But anyway, so what I'm saying is, so they went crazy, Chris Woods, and he's left-handed, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's, and Dicko said, I'm not doing anymore. So they carried on, goldie. Dicko said, all right then, bam, done exactly the same thing.
What, right-handed?
He done it with his left hand as well.
Wow.
Dicko done it with his left hand. He hits the ball, Dicko hits the golf ball as far as a tour pro.
Yeah, but that's timing. That's not strength.
No, it's timing and strength.
Mm, it's
because
not.
Because Dicko...
Strongest
yes,
man in the world... would not hit the ball the furthest.
I'm not saying he would, but like, look at Joe Miller, the longest drive man. Look at the size of him.
Yeah, he's a big fella.
I'm talking about Lee Dixon.
Okay,
Lee Dixon. Yeah, he's timing and strength. It's all part of it.
Right. Can I just say just quickly? I'm looking at my watch now. We've only got about 20 minutes left.
You're joking.
No, I don't want this podcast to be more than. I mean,
what we've just talked about is a load of bollocks. So people ain't.
No, we're going to keep all that in. We'll read the book in a minute. Yeah. Read the book in a minute.
Okay,
right?
Cool.
We should point out why it's called We're Not Playing Snooker. We've decided on that name. It's a great name.
It's funny because we was having our little chats and we was talking about stuff and that, and then you said, you should tell that. It was my Bruce Rioch time, right, where...
Did you get on with
Rioch? Not at all.
No,
I
got
at all.
That feeling.
Right from, you know what, right from the off, he seemed to target me. It was one of those that, you know, when managers and they come in and they want to... They want to dig someone
make
out.
Make a name for themselves.
Yeah, it's like you go to prison and... You know, you want to knock out the biggest guy, you know,
okay.
To show that you're not going to get rumped, right?
Rumped?
Yeah, right. Because that's what happened when I went in prison when I was like 19.
Chelsea. You didn't get rumped?
Of course I didn't get rumped.
How long were you in prison for?
It worked out to about 17, 18 days, non-payment of fines.
What? You went in prison for that?
See, you've not read the book.
No, well, I've only read the first three chapters. It's not there, is it?
Yeah.
What would that chapter be called?
I can't remember.
You've not read the book.
But the thing about it is, anyway, is that, well, obviously, you know, we watched Scum when we was younger.
You think,
oh, God, what's going to happen to me?
What prison was it?
It's Chelmsford.
Was it horrific?
Yeah.
Jeez.
It wasn't nice.
So what are you going for?
Non-payment of fines, because I had two cars when I was 17 and I had no tax, no insurance, no MOT, no nothing. Kept getting stopped. You know what I mean? Me and the lads would be driving down Lewisham.
Were you a horrible kid?
No, not at all.
Were you not?
No, not at all. All I wanted to do was play football. And
okay.
Just play football and hang
What
out.
Was that night like, the first night where they shut the doors? Ching!
It was a real harrowing moment because you realise.
Was it like a cell that I see on the telly?
Have you seen a proper prison cell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Alcatraz.
Like the door is the thickest door in the world.
You know, bars, yeah. Bars.
In, no, it's not bars. It's
it was like a prison cell. Like
door.
A...
It's a massive. It's a massive thick door.
What are you laughing at?
With a fellow looking through the window.
Oh, okay.
It's a massive thick door with a little slit. It's claustrophobic.
Are you on your own in there?
No, I was in there with a fella.
Oh my God. I'm guessing you didn't sleep at night.
No, it was very difficult to sleep at night. But, like, you know, the fellow I was in there with wasn't the kind of guy that was going to say, oh, your mummy tonight.
Right, okay, fine.
You know what I mean? He was just a normal guy. You know
Did
what
you
mean?
Say that to him?
I didn't say it to him. I didn't even think about it. I thought, hang on a minute, could I be the daddy in here? No, I didn't think that, actually.
Kind of prison? Were you in with murderers? And?
No, but you were in with some like, you know, you were in with people. The people, the nonces were over on C Wing.
Right.
And that's where you had to stay when you were leaving. Oh. You know, the night before you left, you had to stay on C Wing.
Why?
And then, I don't know, it's closer to where they process you to get out, I suppose.
I don't like that.
But why did I get onto this? What are we talking about? Bruce Rioch, we were going to talk about.
The story. Why we're calling it? We're not playing snooker.
So where did we go? How did we get to prison? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Anyway, that's what will probably happen in the podcast as we go along.
We still, by the way, it's like 15 minutes.
Sorry. So
I've got.
Happened with Bruce?
I've got to read the.
No worries. We'll do it next week.
No, I can't. Listen.
All right, then.
Hold on. Let me just point out. Hold on.
Go on.
Because the way I've worked out, we're going to do 6 episodes.
Right.
That means we have to get through 3 chapters at least.
When?
That's what I'm saying. In this.
When are we going to do that now? We've only got 12 minutes.
Well, we'll have to...
Let me tell you the Bruce Rioch story.
Okay, then we'll stick it on.
So what happened was, right from the off, he took an umbrage to me. Just didn't like me for whatever reason. The first time we played, I think we played Stevenage or something like that. Came in and I was doing my stuff, training everybody, having a laugh with the fans and everybody because it's Arsenal, it's Dennis, it's everybody. We're all there and we're playing at Stevenage. You know what I mean? They're asking for autographs. You know what I mean? We're doing all the stuff, having a laugh with them. They're doing stuff when the ball jumped. Coming at half time and he says... What are you effing doing?
You can swear.
No, I'm not going to swear.
No, but you saw...
That's what he said to me. What are you fucking doing?
Right.
And he said, what are you talking about? He said, what are you giving it the big time, Charlie? I said, what are you talking about? I'm trying to get fit here. You know what I mean? This is Arsenal. We're playing against Stevenage. You know, what do you think? These people see players like of the Arsenal every day? I'm signing autographs. I'm laugh letting them... Really?
Do you know what that is?
Is that the end of the podcast?
No, I'm going to
stop talking.
That's an alarm because I've got to put more money in my parking meter.
Oh, I get it. So you put your car in a parking meter, but you tell me to park out front where I might get a ticket.
Let me just do this now. You made the mistake. Oh, look, I can't even copy and paste it.
This is because of what I've done to you this morning.
Yeah,
about
tell him.
Tell
him what you did.
I didn't.
I found out you do this all the time.
I do this all the time.
So I text Wright this morning and I said, big day today, first record of the podcast. And then you replied, can't do it.
Can't make it.
And I was like, what are you talking about? Phone Cutner, I'm like, your agent, right?
Mm.
So I started texting. Found Cutner.
I've
just spoken and all of a sudden, oh no, then I phoned you.
Then you phoned me and I didn't.
Right, didn't pick it up. And I'm like, what a fuck.
How did your belly feel? Did you hate me? Did you hate me?
I don't hate anyone. Apart from Gary Lineker. I don't. No, I didn't hate you.
Did you feel... No. I can't believe that.
No, there's a part of me that thought, okay, I've got a day off, happy days.
Right.
There's another part of me that thought, I'm never going to work with him ever again. Because you get one chance.
You only get one chance with Goldstein stuff.
You'll probably get 2, actually. Out of three, right? But I did think, for fuck's sake. So then you phoned me back, going, and I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. I hate that.
Yeah,
it's a great gag.
Yeah, but I like it.
I just
wanted to give you that feeling in your stomach.
Horrible feeling.
But let me just why it was called a snooker.
Okay, yeah. Right? Why we're calling this podcast? We're not playing snooker.
So what's happened, Bruce Rioch? So this is how we started. So this is how it was going all the time with me and him. I remember we went to pre-season, and so I remember going into places and walking into rooms or something when he was in and around, and he kind of reared up. He was like a stag, like we were two stags. You know what I mean? We always like that. And so we was in there, and then there was a pool table there. And then we was talking. The conversation went on. They were talking about stuff, and I said, racism.
Yeah.
Race and that. And I said, you know, snooker. Snooker's
you
a
said
race.
This to him?
Yeah.
In front of other
All the guys were sitting around us, and the boys knew.
Had you used this story
before?
No.
Okay. Never used it before, because I can't remember where I read it, but I heard it somewhere, and it just stayed. And I just remember, You know, snooker's a racist game, built by racists, probably Masons, whatever it is, you know, built by the master. And he was like, you know, he's sitting there. And, you know, it was one of those situations where he was, so if we're all sitting here, he was kind of just sitting off.
To your left.
Sitting off, yeah, but he was listening to what I was saying.
Oh, so you weren't saying it to him?
No.
But
no,
you knew he could hear.
I was saying, because I knew that he had because he's already accused me of having a chip on my shoulder.
Right.
He's already accused me of, you know what I mean? All that sort of stuff, you know, a chip on your shoulder, big time, Charlie, everything. And I said, snooker. Let's look at snooker as a racist game. It's a racist game built by racists. in respects of the beige, the green beige is the world. All the colours on the table, you know, sorry. All the colours on the table are representing the people of the world, different colours, different creeds. But the thing about this game is the way that the white dominates everybody else. Every other ball. The white always stays up. Even when the white goes down, they bring it back up, right? And I said to him, it was, you know what? It was so funny because the lads were fucking, you could see them holding it. And you could see him, he was getting more and more angry.
Every it was.
Yeah. And so they knock all the balls off, the reds. But then what happens is, the black, you know, you can only get a 147 if you can continuously knock the black off. And then you bring it
15
back.
15 times. Yeah,
and you can bring it back on, you can knock it off again. Bring it back on, knock it off. You get the most points for knocking off the black ball. You know, this is why it's so racist. The white ball knocks. So then the end of the game, the way this game ends is that the white ball is on the, there's only the white and the black left on the world. And the white ball knocks the black in. And that is it. The white ball's the only one what's left. Racist game. He got up and he kind of looked at me. He looked at me. Oh, what's up? And he said, there's something wrong with you. You got a problem. I said, what? What are you talking about? I'm just saying, you know, it's just my opinion. He walked out. He stormed off. And that's when I told you.
And that's why we're calling it.
I loved it because in the way he was, because he used to kick people in training, bully people, shout at people. He wasn't a nice person. For the club that he'd just come to, from where he's come from, maybe he'd get away with that with Bolton, but the arguments what we had, a massive argument.
It's not good.
There was
one bit. Oh, yeah, okay, right. Okay. Two things, because we've got like 10 minutes. So we still haven't read the.
Yeah, but we can't do that.
I'll come up with an idea while we're talking.
Go on
then. Right. On one of these podcasts, let's phone Lineker live. I won't say a word.
But then what's going to happen is that then that's like. So if he hears the podcast, then he's going to.
He won't hear it. Well, we'll do it now then. Let's do it now before it comes out.
No, I can't do it now.
Hold on. No, hold on. He won't hear it because we're going to record all six. So in one of the six, we can do it. Can we do that?
I don't know. You have to let me think.
Let's build up to that. So in episode six, we'll phone Lineker.
And then you can see. It might not be nice for you, though.
I'm happy to take that.
Yeah, but the problem I've got is that he might say something derogatory about you. Your head, your nose, I don't know.
What did he say about me?
No, I'm not saying he said
anything. Are you looking at me? What's wrong with my head?
I'm just saying.
What's wrong with my head?
There's nothing wrong with your head.
But why would he say it about my head then?
It's just a bigger head.
I've got a massive head.
You've got a big head, haven't you?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is.
I've got a lot of hair as well.
There's a lot.
There's a lot going on. I'm having it cut tomorrow. It's huge, isn't it?
But what I'm saying is that. What I don't want to happen is that he says something like, I say, listen, Lynx, you got to. Can't you?
Lynx.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't you get him back on?
We'll build up.
Why?
We'll build up.
Yeah,
why? I think it'd just be a night. It'd be closure for me.
It won't be closure for you.
Do you want to help me? Do you want to help me out?
How can I help you out when early at the start of the podcast you said F Gary Lineker? That's what you said. How am I supposed to do that? I'm not going to drag a mate in.
That's the beautiful circle of life. You start, and a good lesson for kids listening. You start off disliking someone.
I don't think there'll be kids listening.
A good lesson for adults listening.
Yes,
you can start off not getting on with someone, but then because
I like that, I love that.
We all love
each
other.
I've got a really good mate now because when I got a million Twitter followers, I had a football match and I picked people from Twitter
right
to play at Wembley.
Why didn't I play?
Didn't you hear about it?
Why didn't I play? When was that?
Huh? About two and a half years ago.
I wasn't on the team.
What position do you play
Right midfield. You know, like Bex. Why is that funny?
Because I can't see it.
I can whip a free kick in.
So what happened was, is that the fella, me and a fella, Brent as I call him, Brent as 85, I love him. And in the end, we won the game 3-2. It wasn't set up, and I swear to God.
Yeah, but go on.
We won.
Who scored the winner, I wonder? who could that be? It wasn't set up.
I swear to God.
How long was left? A minute?
It was the perfect. It was perfect, right? And then, the first person I picked as well, Cunningham, Ryan Cunningham. He's on Twitter. Honestly,
what would his nickname be?
Cunny. So what happened was
we weren't going to drop the C-bomb.
Cunny, his name.
Oh,
was.
Okay.
So what happened was he sent me one the other day, which is really lovely because he sent me a picture of Pele. And Pele's quotes underneath is, You know what I mean? I've played in some of the greatest stadiums in the world. Unfortunately, I'd never got to play at Wembley.
Oh, yes, I read that. Yeah, yeah.
Cunny sent it to me, and he said, and he just smiled and said, I don't know. I can never, ever thank you enough. Right?
Why are you rubbing it in?
No, no, I'm just telling you this story, a beautiful thing. Like, I'm creating.
Okay, right.
Just so as much as I've come up to it.
This is like the Lunica story, right?
Just as much as I've come up to it, because it's a despicable place sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes it is a wonderful place. And that's why I've got When Strangers Become Friends. The fact is, this day, this Brent is 85. We started an argument over a comment I made about soldiers and, you know, people who give their lives for their country. And we've got footballers who are turning down the chance to play for their country and represent their country.
Okay, yeah, I like that.
And so then what's happened was is that he's fired one at me about taking the mickey out of me, saying about that's what should happen. They should see what it's like. Parents who have lost sons of the same age in wars representing their country, and all you're doing is playing football and you don't want to do it. You know, you need to maybe speak to them, speak to their parents, see what it means to them to be representing their country. And he came for me for that. And me and him had a massive argument. And then in the end, I saw there was a picture of him and his missus, lovely lady, and his two gorgeous kids. And I said, I can't believe someone like you can spawn two beautiful kids like this. They must be ashamed. And he said, take that back. And I was like, take that back. Take that back. Don't bring the kid. Take that back. Taking it back to the point where then, you know, other people pitch in, right, that's out of all. You'd never go to the family. Take that back, right. Not taking it back. Fuck him, I thought. Just fucking coming for me. Like, take it back. So he was carrying on in the end. I sent a text and said, and he sent me one saying, righty, you know what I mean? I had a lot of respect for you. I've always respected you as a footballer, this and that. Started off in this band and you've taken it somewhere where I'd never forgive you for that. You've got to take that back. And I sent him a text saying, listen.
What do you mean a text?
No, so, I'm sorry, a tweet.
A DM or what?
No.
Everyone see?
Yeah. He said, okay, I just want to apologise for doing that. You know, I brought in the kid and I brought the kids in and the family. It's out of order, bang. He said, nice one, right? Cheers. And so what's happened was, is that after that, started tweeting each other. Da, da, da.
Well, see, there you go.
I ain't finished.
Okay.
And so we just tweet each other and then we turn into mates. To the point where he got to come and play in the game. He's a good player as well, Brentus. And it so happened. What I call him
here
now.
Go. Here we go. It's convenient. Go on. It so happened.
What I call him now is I call him Dennis. Because he was the one who assisted me to score my last ever goal in football at Wembley. He assisted me. He passed the ball to me. I touched it, toe poked
it. What Wembley was it?
The
old one.
The new Wembley.
Oh, that's not the Wembley.
It is the Wembley.
No. The old Wembley. The old one.
So it's Wembley, man. Why are you?
No, but you went the Wembley. The Wembley is the old Wembley.
There's only one Wembley. There's only one Wembley.
Why is Wembley called the new Wembley?
One? Because it's Wembley.
No, it's the new Wembley.
It's the new Wembley, but it's still the Wembley.
Okay, watch. Right, we'll go through it. We count. New Wembley. Call out the number.
One.
Old Wembley.
Two.
Right, how many things have I got?
Two.
How many Wembleys are there?
There's one Wembley.
You've just counted two. Oh, I'm the new Wembley. I'm the old one. They're meeting. Look.
People can't see the fingers moving.
There's two. There's two.
What are you talking about? There's only one Wembley in the
grand.
You just
said I scored it at the. Okay.
The grand scheme of Wembley.
Where did Jeff Hurst score his goal?
Wembley.
Which one?
Just Wembley.
Well, it's not. He didn't score it at the new one.
It doesn't make no difference. It's Wembley. It's still on the same place. It's still the same.
Why they call it New Wembley?
Because
they officially
the stadium around it.
No, I don't.
See, now you're saying.
Where did you score your cup final goal?
Wembley.
Which one?
Whichever Wembley.
Have you scored a cup final goal at the new Wembley?
No.
Well, where'd you score it? It's the same stadium.
Wembley.
You just said you haven't scored it there.
Is it in the same place?
I don't like your tone.
I don't like your tone. You're taking it somewhere else. How long's left? I've got to shoot.
We got about 8 minutes, right?
You're out of
we still haven't read the book
no,
yet.
I don't need to read the book now because it's too late.
I've got three chapters to talk about in,
you can't do three
in 7 minutes.
Go on then.
Right? Chapter one, The Man in the Overcoat. I've made a brief synopsis here.
Go on then.
David Dean paid for Dennis Bergkamp.
Yes.
Just tell me that story.
Yeah, because like everybody's under the impression that Bruce Rioch bought him. He didn't.
But not bought him, paid for him. The difference.
The
was
money.
Like, yeah. Arsenal weren't going to stretch for the extra.
If George Graham was there, he wouldn't even have been there in the first place. The fact that he was gone, and this is where David Dean started to take over, really take over. Because David Dean was the one who signed me. David Dean done all that kind of business. But he was the one who signed Dennis Bergkamp and Platy. He signed them both.
But wasn't there, there's a story in it where the amount of money wasn't going to stretch to. Like 7 million. Yeah, and it was 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
And Dean paid the extra 500 grand.
And he done the same with me. No, but no, that's got confused. That was for me with the 2.25.
No, it says it here.
Is it Dennis?
Yes, yeah, Dennis, yeah. Well, I'm not, I can't find it now. I haven't got time. But
see?
Okay, was, well, we've done chapter one.
Yeah,
okay?
Perfect. Yeah.
Chapter two, A Year of Living Dangerously. The one I got from that was Bruce Rioch.
I just told us.
You hold on.
All right. What are you getting like that for?
You handed in a transfer request.
Yes, I did. Because I believed, in my humble opinion, that Arsenal would not sack him, and I'm going to have to move on because me and this man, at some stage, we're going to come to blows. I know that he had that before. He had a fight with a player, Torquay. Apparently, battered some player, and I was
broke his jaw, didn't he?
Yeah, and I was like, I know that he was come from the army, and but I was just like. Ready at any stage. I'm not saying that I would have come out winning anything, but like me and him would have ended up in some form of physical confrontation. And I believed that I had to put in a transfer request. And the funny thing about that is that when I did put it in, I brought it in there. It was a really sad time for me because I'm actually admitted to myself and I've come to the conclusion that I'm going to have to leave Arsenal where I loved. I loved it there. I loved all the lads. I loved everybody. And when I gave it to him, he said, "What's this?" I said, "What the F do you think that is?"
You can say the word.
Because that's what I said.
Imagine I'm Bruce Rioch. I'll say, "What's this?
What the fuck do you think it is?"
Okay.
See, so just for a swear word, you couldn't get the story without.
No, but
a swear
now
word.
it feels better.
For you, yeah. Well, anyway, so that was that, and he kind of had. It was really weird because he had this look on his face. And now I look back at it, I don't know if it was a look of, oh no, now the shit's going to hit the fan, or how far have I pushed this guy? I'd still, up to this day, don't know what the look meant. But I had a deal ready to go with Glenn Hoddle.
At Chelsea?
Yeah. But then what was really strange is that when I finally did leave Arsenal, I went to West Ham. I was playing in a reserve game.
For
West Ham, because I was coming back from injury. And... I was in the dressing room, came off at half time in the dressing room. Door knocked, bam, bam. Came in.
Who?
Bruce Rioch.
Yeah.
Came in to talk to me and apologise and say how it started and how it went. And
do you want to go have a snooker?
And, you know, I was having a little moment there. And you know,
sorry, you were getting deep.
You nicked a little moment. You had to get in there.
I did.
That's what you've done. You're Graham. You're Jonathan. Jonathan Ross, it's all about you.
I've got better hair than you. It's all about you.
Yeah. He came in and we had a chat. We talked about stuff and how it went and then, bam, shook hands and, you know, as the last time I ever saw him.
So if we played C or not C?
Yeah.
Would he be in the C or not C column?
You see, I think that anybody that can be big enough to come in and apologise for that, because I had to apologise to him as well. So I wouldn't call him a C.
Okay, all right. Chapter three, because after we've done this, we're on course. Walking in a Bergkamp Wonderland is chapter three. Right, one bit I loved about that, you roomed with him for a few years.
Yeah.
Pyjamas. Yeah. Do you still wear pyjamas?
People, not now.
So you room with him, you go to bed in your pants.
In my vest.
That you wore out
vest
throughout
and no
the day.
Underpants.
What?
Vest and no underpants.
Well, you're rooming with someone. You're talking about your tackle hanging out.
Everybody's naked. We're naked all the time.
No, but it's still one of those.
Yeah, but that's how it was. You know, but I remember the first time we went in a room together. He went in the bathroom, get yourself to get changed. Came out in full pyjamas and slippers.
And a little teddy, like Mr.
No,
Bean.
No, teddy. What's wrong with you? The fact is that what it said to me, and people, you know, when I tell the story, people like the story because they get the image, obviously, of Dennis in his pyjamas. Because he was the Iceman. He was cool. He was a consummate pro. And what it taught me was, obviously, next week, I went to Yasser and Turnbull, bought the best pyjamas I could.
How much are they?
I don't know. It cost a few quid at the
Go
time.
Go on.
I can't remember.
Roughly?
I can't remember.
Well, like, a grand? 50
no,
quid?
No. Not that. We're talking about pyjamas. It must have been like 200 quid. Or 200
oh, it's nothing then.
Yeah, but we're talking about 95, 96. But what it taught me was preparation and the way you carry yourself. That's what that taught me. And that's what he was about. That's how Dennis carried himself.
Totally. Do you still wear pajamas today?
Every now and then.
Okay.
I wear a pair of pajamas out of just... Out of respect to Dennis.
Well, listen, we've done it. We've done what we set out to do.
Should we apologise for that the hour before? That?
In the next podcast yeah. number two, yeah. we'll start reading it properly.
What do you mean reading it properly? Were you going to actually read...
My idea was that I'd sit here and say, right, chapter two, the year of living dangerously. I'm sure he was a good manager at Bolton. And then you'd jump in and go, oh, let me tell you about... But we haven't done that.
Skip further on and go to a chapter and let me...
So the next three chapters we're going to talk about. Mm. Chapter four, The Quiet Revolution. Chapter five, Arsene's Arsenal. And chapter six, Be Prepared. And if we got time, It Was My Job to Miss.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that as well. Then we've got three lines yet, so we've got good stuff coming up the podcast. I said that I'd do a competition, didn't I, where people can win it?
Yeah.
Is that all right?
No.
Oh, why not? I've got a really good competition.
What is a competition?
So we'll give one of these away, your book. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, I'll have to fund it, obviously. Have you got like a lock-up with these in?
I'm not telling you.
Can you get me six?
Probably.
Right, get me six, and I'll ask a question, and then the winner tweets me, first person to tweet me the right answer, right? And
did you come up? You came up with
it? Yeah, and the competition's really good, right?
You have to pay me for the books and... I want it in cash.
Yeah, okay. Here's the competition. Right. Okay, so you'll sign it to the winner.
Of course I will.
Actually, it won't be the first person that tweets me the answer. Mm-hmm. It will be one I choose. Because if I choose the first person, someone will go, oh, I said it before him. Right? And then I'll probably be taken to court.
Why'd you do that voice? Why is it when people do football fans' voices?
That's how they talk.
Why? What do you mean by that?
That's what they do. So here's the quiz, right?
Yeah.
What word am I thinking of?
What are you talking about?
Hold on. That we've mentioned, right? I'm going to write it down now, right? Don't say it.
I can't. Yeah, yeah.
Okay? So the first person, we've mentioned that word in this podcast.
Yeah, but you can't. You've got to give them a clue. That's a ridiculous, rubbish
quiz. It's a good quiz. Someone will get it.
Rubbish quiz.
Well, if no one gets it, it's a rollover. Yeah, but Week two gets two autobiographies.
No, but...
Someone's going to get six autographs.
You've got to mention that. What word? Stage of the comp?
No. What? Someone will get it. I guarantee you someone will get it.
Don't tell them.
Yeah, don't give them a clue.
I'm not going to tell them the word.
Don't give them a clue.
You've got to give them more
than that. Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll find out. If no one gets it in week one, then we'll know.
And then can I tell them? Can I ridicule you for setting such a shitty question?
Well, you say that. Let's find out. So tweet me, AndyGosling05, what word have I circled... That righty said. There you go. Not me.
Take a picture. Where's your phone? Take a picture of it. So.
I'll show him. We'll say it in podcast.
No, but if they get it right,
we're going to lie. Why would we lie?
No, but get it if they because it's part of this.
I'm going to take a picture of a piece of paper.
Take a picture of that.
I haven't spelt it right, and it'd just be embarrassing.
Yeah, but
so that's it. So podcast one is done, and we'll be back for podcast two.
Nice one. Is that how we can do it every week? Were we having our stories to do it like that?
Are you joking? There's about 10 we didn't get to.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's virginity and everything.
You see, we've got loads to talk, mate.
It's so good.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free
or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.